Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Tuesday, August 20th, and we're glad you're tuned in and listening over WSOF and WHAJ Radio, and we want to welcome you to the broadcast today. Let me remind you that tomorrow night we'll be starting up our Missions Jubilee, and we got a number of preachers coming in, singers as well. Matter of fact, tomorrow night, Brother Kenny Calloway is going to help us get kicked off, and we're looking forward to that, trusting that'll be a real blessing. 7 o'clock here at the Island Ford Baptist Church for services. We have two preachers each night, and also in the morning time at 10 o'clock on Thursday and Friday as well. And then Saturday, a 2 to 5 p.m. service. We're looking forward to that afternoon service. Hope you'll come and be a part of that. Well, today happens to be the birthday of Sister Brenda Hall, and so we want to wish Sister Hall a happy birthday and want to remember her and Brother Hall and, of course, all the needs that they have and the different things going on there, Miss Tammy as well, and the needs there as well, and pray for them and pray for our upcoming marathon, and do pray for this broadcast that God would use it in a way that bring Him glory and accomplish the work that He longs to see done. Well, with today being Sister Hall's birthday, I thought it'd be good to play her singing on the broadcast today. And so I've got Sister Brenda Hall coming around with a song entitled, I'm the One the Shepherd Left the Fold to Find. All right, I hope you did enjoy those songs. We are looking still in Revelation chapter number 3, verses 7 through 13, focusing again today as we did yesterday on verse number 11. Looking at the advice given to the church at Philadelphia. So now we're going to head right into that message already in progress. But we're looking today, Revelation chapter 3, verse number 7. The Bible said, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the earth, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Let me say this. This is our third and final look at this letter to the church at Philadelphia. And as we've looked at these letters, each one of them, this is the sixth letter, as I said, of the seven. As we've looked at these letters, I gave you five things to look for. And we look for the address, and we've dealt with that here. We look at the admiration, and we dealt with that. And then we look at the admonition. This church does not have anything said against it, which would be an admonition. Only is praised. And then number four, we look for the advice. And number five, the advantage of those that would listen to the advice. So we're at number four, looking at the advice that's given to this church. Look with me in verse number 11. Only one verse of advice given in this entire letter. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Now, I want to look at this verse in three installments. First of all, notice the phrase, behold, I come quickly. Matter of fact, he puts it plainly, don't change. Stay with the stuff. If I could say it this way, he said to this church, keep on the firing line. Amen. You're in a battle, and he reminds them that he could come at any time. Behold, I come quickly. Therefore, we ought to stay in the battle and not give up. Amen. Now, this word that's translated quickly here, Strong's number 5035, and it does mean shortly, that is, without delay Or it could mean soon, but it means by surprise, suddenly. Our Lord's saying, there's nothing to hold me back. Amen. And so he's talking about that he's coming suddenly, coming surprisingly. Amen. So since Jesus has said that he's coming suddenly and he's coming quickly, we are informed that we'd best be ready when he does come. Amen. Then he moves on from that statement. Not only says that he's coming quickly, but he says, hold fast that thou hast. Amen. Now, these people, as I said, were doing pretty well in their service for the Lord, but they were in a hard battle, and they were advised to keep up the good work, is what he's saying. Stay there. Hold fast that thou hast. He did not instruct them that they needed anything new, nor that they needed anything additional, but just to hold on to those truths, hang on to those truths, stand on those truths, and don't let go. That's what he's saying. Amen. Society is continually trying to pry the Bible out of our hands and out of our lives. Amen. You know what Jesus said? Hold on to it. Hold it fast. That's what he said. Amen. Hold it fast. Not only is society trying to pry the Bible, but science and scholarship is constantly trying to wrench the Bibles from our hands. And they're trying to keep us from believing it. They're trying to keep us from reading it. They're trying to keep us from preaching it. And they're trying to keep us from living it. But Jesus said, hold on to it. That's what he said. Amen. But here's what the Bible's saying. The Bible's saying, listen, hold on to the truth. The truth don't change. It don't matter what year it is, and it don't matter who's on the Supreme Court. Amen. The truth never changes. That's what he said. Hold that fast which thou hast. Amen. Now, the temptation which faces the people of God is the temptation to relax, to let go of their principles of religion. Amen. And here's the irony of the whole thing. To become unstable is called progress. To become inconsistent is called progress by our society. Matter of fact, society and successful religion tells us that in order to be progressive, we must be inconsistent. We must change Bibles every week or two, every time a new one comes out. Right? We got to change our standards of morality every time Hollywood changes their standard. By the way, Hollywood don't have standards of morality. It's immorality. That we got to change our opinion every time, for example, the Supreme Court or the elected officials change their opinion. They're saying to be progressive, we've got to be inconsistent. They say to remain constant is to be bigoted and to be narrow-minded. But Jesus said, stand on that place where you're at. Hold your ground. Hold fast that thou hast. Amen. They tell us that inconsistency is advancement. They call it development. They say to be large-minded, to be open-minded, is to show forth tolerance and mobility of soul and mind. Not only being mobile, they call it noble. But it's not. It's wrong. Amen. They say we ought to keep an open mind, we ought to keep an open heart, we ought to have open arms, and we ought to be accepting to anything. And that's what successful religion tells us. But our Lord says, hold on to what you got. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast thou hast. Number three, he says that no man take thy crown. This warns us that Christians can lose their rewards. If we fail to be faithful to the end, we can lose our rewards. Now this warns that either by negligence or by unfaithfulness, we can lose that crown. We can lose that reward of glory that's awaiting us. I'm not talking about losing heaven, but the glory that we could have with and share with Him in the millennial kingdom, we can lose that if we're unfaithful and we're negligent to the things of God. In other words, we've got to be on our constant guard. We've got to keep our guard up because we're living in a world of temptation. Amen. And I'm not just saying keep yourself that you don't, for example, run off with some other woman, although we better be careful. There's that temptation there. A whole lot of people are doing that. Don't blind yourself. Say it couldn't ever happen. Male or female, by the way. There's women running off with other women today. That's about as crazy as anything I ever heard. The only thing crazier than that is a man running off with another man. Really?
It's the craziest things you ever heard of. But it's happening today. But here's what I'm saying. We've got to guard ourselves against that. But we've also got to guard ourselves that we're going to say, that's wrong. I don't care who does it. If it's a member of my family, if it's a member of my church, if it's a member of my political party, if it's somebody that I esteem highly, it does not matter who it is that does that. It is wrong. Hold our ground. That's what he's saying. Hold your ground lest you lose your crown. Amen. Well, look in 1 John. Again, just be a couple of pages back. Chapter number 2. 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 28. He's talking about, I believe it's the same thing that John's talking about in Revelation. We've got to be on our guard lest we lose our crown. That we could, it's sad to see people lose their rewards. He says in verse 28, chapter 2 of 1 John. And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. Listen, the Lord could come and catch you in a place that you'd rather not be caught in, and you'll be ashamed at His coming. Amen. The Lord could catch you in a position, I'm talking about in a stand that you'd not like to be caught in a place that's unscriptural, in a place that's not right, and you will be ashamed if He catches you in that position. Amen. Turn to 2 John. Again, chapter 1, of course, there's only one chapter, verse number 8. 2 John, chapter 1, and verse number 8. Look at what he says. Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Now, John's talking to people about being overcomers. He's talking to them about being constant and being careful that they maintain their purity and that they keep their doctrine right and their practices right. And he's saying, look to yourself. Don't get excited about what everybody else is doing. Don't think I've got to get on the bandwagon. We've got to join up with them. We need to do it like they're doing it. Look at how successful they are. By the way, the rule for ministry, it does not matter how successful it is. It matters how scriptural it is. Amen. It does not matter how much money it may bring in. It does not matter how much applause it may bring. All that matters is the Word of God and the Son of God. Amen. How the Spirit of God would lead us, He'll lead us by the book. And the Lord said, hang on to that book. Amen. And amen. Well, it appears obvious to me from these verses that the truth is being taught that we ought to, and by the way, it ought to be one of interest to every Christian. Every one of us ought to perk up our ears and listen to this, that it is possible even for genuine Christians to suffer themselves to be led into error. It is possible for us to fail in our duty of serving the Lord. It is possible for us to lose our part or a part of our reward in the kingdom age which we might have obtained. Amen. The crown which we'll wear in the kingdom might be less bright than it could have been for the glory of God. The throne we are enabled to sit upon might be less elevated than it could have been for the glory of God. That's why John said, I don't want to be ashamed. I don't want to be ashamed. You've heard the old song, must I go and empty-handed? Must I meet my Savior so? Not one soul with which to greet Him? Must I empty-handed go? I've heard people say, well, if I can just get to heaven, I don't care about anything else. That's a sorry mentality. That's like saying, well, if I eat, I don't care if my kids do or not. It's about that sorry. Our Lord, after all He's done for us, after not just what He's done for us, after what He's done with us, bringing us up out of that pit of sin. Hallelujah. Amen. Setting us in the house of God, setting us in the family of God, allowing us to worship Him and to know the truth. Hey, listen to this. Most of the world does not know the truth. Most of the world is in darkness. They're either in heathenish darkness or they're in religionish darkness, but they're in darkness. And God's blessed us with the truth. My, how much we owe Him that we might shine for Him forever. And in those 1,000 years of reign, that we might shine for Him at our best. Amen. Well, I'm going to say this. We won't shine for Him at our best then. We're not shining at our best now. That's what He's saying. Be careful. Look to yourselves. Amen. Well, it is true. You've seen people get saved. They get started in this Christian life. We maybe call it the Christian career. Some people call it that. I mean, they've got burning zeal. I mean, they take off like they're going to strip every gear, buddy. Wide slap open. And they go up with a puff of smoke. Maybe they coast across the finish line. And by the way, I'm not talking about losing salvation. I'm talking about losing rewards. How sad to see someone with potential throw that potential away because they want to live for the flesh. To me, like Demas. Demas had potential. Demas got to listen to the Apostle Paul. Demas got to travel with the Apostle Paul. Demas, Paul called him our fellow laborer. Amen. Paul held Demas up with respect, but he had to say later, Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. I don't believe, personally, I don't believe that Demas was lost. I personally don't believe that Demas lost his salvation. I believe Demas was right in there, but he did like John Mark. He turned back. John Mark, thank God, got right and came back. Amen. But Demas went in this world. He didn't want to die for the Lord. Amen. Now, we're not there yet. We probably will get there in our lifetime. If Jesus don't come and something ain't done, we may have to face having our head lopped off if we're going to stand for Jesus. Right now, it's not our head. Right now, it's just a little bit of ridicule from people that look down on us and say, oh, you're just some ignorant Bible-thumping people. Amen. Well, are we going to stand? If we don't stand in the ridicule days, what are we going to do? As they say, if the footmen tire you, what are we going to do when the horses get here? I'm simply saying our Lord said to them, here's my advice. He said, you're doing good. Don't slack up. Amen. Don't ease up. Don't let up. And you know it, and I know it. It is so easy just to ease up a little bit. A lot of us come around in the same generation. I'm talking about maybe not the same generation of life, but the same generation of this spiritual life. We came up in a time when we heard preaching hard against television, for example, telling us if you want to raise good, godly children, you better get that thing out of your house. And we did. Now it'd be real easy to bring it back. A lot of people are. We heard preaching about, boy, you better get strict on the dress code because times is going to get bad. We never realized it's going to get as bad as it is. And we did what they said. Maybe we did. We did some of those things. We adopted some of those things. I'm telling you, if we're not careful, it'll be real easy just to coast along and let things slide. Our Lord said, you better not let it slide. You better hang on. You better hang on to what I've given you. Amen.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. So we're going to have to break in the message right there, but Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow and continue this message throughout this week. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.